Frank May tells story to jury on stand today. The Atlanta Constitution, August 18, 1913. Defense intimates this, and also that statement will vary but little from one given at inquest. Frank prepared for ordeal of statement, impeachment of Conley. Being prepared for, say lawyer spectators, defense may succeed in ruling out part. Interest in the Frank trial is heightened by the announced prospect of the defendant taking the stand sometime today in the battle for his life that has been raging for the past 2 weeks. Attorneys for the defense intimated strongly Sunday afternoon that Frank would go on the stand either this morning or at the afternoon session, and that his statement would vary but little from that which he related at the coroner's inquest shortly after his arrest more than 3 months ago. Frank has prepared himself for this ordeal. He spent a quiet and restful day Sunday in the tower. Scores of friends invaded his cell, lending encouragement and strengthening him for the crisis with which he is to be confronted. Friends say he is wholly equal to the test. His wife and mother visited him late Sunday afternoon, bringing food and delicacies. They have been constant visitors to the cell, and neither has missed a day in attendance upon the trial. Neither Mrs. Frank nor her daughter-in-law show outward evidence of any strain they might have suffered from the days of strain endured in the ramped and tedious courtroom. Fight centers on character. Wide speculation is being centered on the fight to be made by the defense upon the bulk of character testimony to be presented by the prosecution in rebuttal of the mass of similar evidence tendered by Frank's counsel. A brilliant battle, it is said, will be waged over the testimony of the Jackson girl, whose sensational story told Saturday afternoon sent thrills through the crowded audience. Most of this morning's session will be occupied by testimony to be delivered by workers in the pencil factory. Every girl employed by the concern has been subpoenaed, and those who have not heretofore told their stories will be put upon the stand this morning. There are about 100 or more girls working in the plant, and only 40 or more have testified thus far. This means that over 60 will testify some thine today. They will state their opinion only of Frank's character and that of the character and reputation of the Negro Conley. Legal authorities who have kept in Leo Frank may tell story to jury today. Close touch with the trial have stated their belief that the foundation is being laid by the testimony of the pencil factory workers to impeach the statement of Jim Conley. A huge number of the girls and women have testified that they would not believe the Negro on oath, while a good many stated that they would not only not believe the story of Jim Conley, but that they would not believe any Negro on oath, or otherwise, speculation rife over judges' action. Another speculation which is rife is that upon the probability of Judge L.S. Roan overruling the prosecution in its attempt to show Frank an invert. Various efforts have been made in past procedure to produce such testimony, but in most cases have been overthrown by Judge Roan on vigorous protest of the defense. The weightiest part of the Negro Conley's testimony pertaining to evidence of this nature was expunged from the records at the judge's order. The biggest crowd of any day during the trial is expected at this morning's session. The wish to hear the statement of Frank is responsible for this prediction. When it was rumored Saturday he would take the stand, the largest crowds of any previous session gathered at the courthouse, hugging the walls and fighting for an opening into the courtroom. By as early as 7 o'clock this morning, it is expected that hundreds of men and women will be assembled in vicinity of the place, awaiting an opportunity to gain seats or standing room in the court. Another prediction is that women will be permitted in the audience from today hence. The reason of this is the widespread request that the women he allowed entrance now that Conley's story is finished. An argument against women entering the room, however, will be the mass of character rebuttal evidence that it is rumored will be produced by the defense, most of which will be the most sensational yet presented. Hundreds of women and girls clamored vainly for entrance Saturday morning.